This is Brother Gino. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me for the Pastor's Study today. Today on the Pastor's Study, we're going to continue our series of studies in Psalm 119. Today's study is entitled Forever Settled. Forever Settled. We'll be looking together at verses 89 to 96 in Psalm 119. So let's begin in verse 89, Psalm 119. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thy ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delight, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. This stanza begins the second half of the 119th Psalm. There are not many things that are permanent. For example, women go to a hairdresser to get a permanent that only lasts about a month or two. Why do they call it a permanent if it doesn't last? Why not call it a temporary? Amen? Knowledge is constantly expanding. The lifespan of many textbooks is very short, and often what is taught in the classroom today is obsolete tomorrow. Several years ago, an article in a leading news magazine highlighted this rapid growth of information. It stated by 1750, man's knowledge had doubled since the beginning of time. By 1900, it had doubled again. By 1950, again. And by 1960, just 10 years, it had doubled once more. Imagine the knowledge update since then, amen? But despite all of that, the Word of God, praise Lord, praise the God, but the Word of God never needs to be updated. Today in our study entitled Forever Settled, we're going to look at our study will consist of four main points. First of all, the first point is God's Word is forever. Amen. Second, God's Word is faithful. Three, the third point is God's Word is fortification for the believer. And the last and fourth point we'll look at, God's Word is fathomless in its perfection. Point number one together, God's Word is forever. We read in verse 89, Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Now, when something is settled, it is firm, fixed, sure, planted. When God plants something, amen, it is planted. If it is forever settled, then there is no more debate. Nothing will change it. It is permanent. In verse 160 of Psalm 119, we read, Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. As a way of an illustration, a baseball umpire, when he calls a strike, that settles it. His call is not open to second opinion. What you think or how you feel, what you believe, doesn't enter the equation. Based on the immutability of God, God doesn't change. Neither does his word. We read from chapter 3 of the book of Ecclesiastes, verse 14, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. A musician struck a tuning fork and said, "That is A. Always has been, always will be. 440 vibrations per second. It will be the same 5,000 years from now." And that's the way it is with the Word of God. It is constant and unchangeable. The preservation of Israel is due to the immutability of God in His Word. We read in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, "I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed." Let's compare that for what we read, first of all, in Hebrews chapter 13. In Hebrews chapter number 13, in verse number 8. Hebrews 13 with me, verse number 8. We read, "Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever." Amen. Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, He never changes. Amen. The living Word never changes. Looking in James chapter 1, verse 17, we read, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." We see here that the Father, God the Father, never changes. Praise the Lord for that. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8, we read, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever." Praise the Lord for that. Amen. You know, let the mountains crumble to dust. Let the nations drop into the sea. Let the stars fall from heaven. But Jesus said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." In Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 35. The Bible is as eternal as God Himself. And praise God for that. Amen. You see, no work of man will change it. There was a man named Yehudi who used his little penknife to try to cut up the Bible and throw it in the fire. But God preserved His Word. Amen. If you want to read about that incident, it's in Jeremiah chapter 36. Then we see in 303 A.D., the Roman Emperor Diocletian thought he had destroyed every copy of the Word of God. In 1199, Pope Innocent III ordered the burning of all Bibles. Thomas Paine said, "I have gone through the Bible as a man would go through a forest with an axe to fell trees. I have cut down tree after tree. Here they lie. They will never grow again." Well, he died and went to a drunkard's grave in 1809. And you know what? Praise the Lord, the Word of God is still with us. Amen. Today, there have been over 1,090,000,000 King James Bibles printed worldwide. And that outnumbers any five other so-called corrupt English translations combined, in spite of all the dollars spent advertising and promoting the NIV, the NASV, the NRSV, the NKJV, the CEV, etc., etc. And we could go on and on and on. I read of one wicked husband who had torn several pages out of his wife's Bible and threw them in the fireplace. The next morning, he went to start a fire and noticed a piece of a torn page of the Bible on the hearth. He picked it up and noticed the verse that remained unburned, which was, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." He trembled, with conviction. And praise God, he was soon converted. Amen. Our second point, amen, in our study today entitled Forever Settled, we look at point number one, God's Word is forever. Point number two we want to turn our attention to is God's Word is faithful. Let's look at verses 90 and 91 of Psalm 119. We read, "Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thy ordinances, for all are thy servants." You see, God, my friend, will always do what he says he will do. Amen. We read in Numbers 23, chapter 23, verse 19, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good?" You see, no lapse of time will ever change it. No lapse of time will ever change God's Word. God's Word is faithful. We can depend upon it. We read in Isaiah chapter 34 and verse 16 the following words: "Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate. For my mouth has commanded, and his spirit it has gathered them." When God said, "No one of these shall fail, none shall want her mate," he meant every prophecy and promise would have a fulfillment. Not one of God's predictions would be without a corresponding mate, amen. And his spirit, it hath gathered them. You see, God's spirit will bring them together. We also see all of the components of nature continue according to God's word. He said in verse 91, "They continue this day according to thy ordinances for all thy servants." Notice, let's compare that with what we have here in Hebrews chapter 1. We read in Hebrews chapter 1 in verse number 3. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse number 3, we read, "Who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high." Yes, Jesus Christ was the express image of God the Father. And he upholds all things. All things continue. All things continue to exist. Amen. How are they upheld? All things are upheld by the power of his words. We read in Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22, "While the earth remaineth," this is God's promise, "while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, in cold and heat, in summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." You see, if God's word can uphold the entire universe, it can hold you and I up also. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. What does it mean for all things to be the Lord's servants? Amen. Because we read there back in Psalm 119, let's go back there again. We read, "For all are thy servants." So what does it mean for all things to be the Lord's servants? They are his servants because they carry out his bidding. They are his servants because they remain as long as he wills. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why all things are his servant. They're there to carry out his bidding, and they'll remain as long as he wills it. Amen. All right, let's move on to our third point today under Forever Settled. Our third point today in our study is God's Word is fortification for the believer. God's Word is fortification for the believer. Look in verses 92 to 95. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. The psalmist tells us here that God's word preserved him. Amen. As a way of an illustration, God promised Jacob in Genesis chapter 28 and verses 13 through 14 that he would bless him and multiply his seed. Now, 21 years later, in Genesis chapter 32, he is being pursued by his brother Esau, who has vowed to kill him. So in verses 11 and 12 of Genesis 32, he prays to God saying, deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau. For I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. And thou sayest, I will surely do thee good, and make thy seed as the sand of the sea. See what Jacob was doing here. He was reminding God of what he had promised 20 years ago. The psalmist here in Psalm 119, he would not allow himself to be distracted from the word of God. No matter what the affliction or pressure, he maintained his focus on the Bible. It says, the wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. He's kept his focus. Even though the wicked, his enemies, have waited to destroy him, he kept his focus on the word of God. He wouldn't allow anything to turn his attention away from the word of God. Let's compare this verse 95 with some other verses in Psalm 119. Let's first look at verse 23. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Again, here is another instance where he says the princes here did sit and speak against me. But what did he do? He didn't allow that to bother him. Didn't allow it to take his attention off of the word of God. He continued. He said, despite that, thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. He kept his focus and attention on the word of God. Look at in verse 51 of Psalm 119. The proud have had me greatly in diversion. See, yet have I not declined from thy law. Again, the proud, his enemies, had him greatly in diversion. But again, he did not allow that to take his attention and focus off the word of God. He stayed with the word of God. No matter what was going on, his focus was on the word of God. Verse 61. Notice this. The bands of the wicked have robbed me. He's been robbed. But despite that, I have not forgotten thy law. Again, we see his focus and attention remains on the word of God. That's not why he's able to get through what he's able to get through. Praise the Lord. Verse 69. The proud have forged a lie against me. But, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. His focus is still on the word of God. His attention is still to the word of God, even though the proud have forged a lie against him. Verse 78, let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without cause. Again, but I will meditate in thy precepts. Verse 83, for I have become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy precepts. Verse 87, they had almost consumed me upon the earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Verse 110, the wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. 157, many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. Over and over again, whether he was being robbed, persecuted, falsely accused, bad things are being said about him, no matter what was going on, no matter what the affliction, no matter what the pressure, he maintained his focus time and time again on the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And that's what we need to do. You see, my friends, if it was not for the Word of God, I would have quit. My ministry would have perished, amen. My marriage would have perished. My life would have perished. No matter what's going on, no matter what's happening to us, whether we're being falsely accused, lied against, people are doing us dirty, we need to keep, no matter how difficult it is. But as the psalmist has shown us time and time again in Psalm 119, his focus and attention was on the Word of God. That's the only way you can keep your sanity, a sound mind, is to keep your focus on the Word of God. Our last point, number four, in our study today on Psalm 119 entitled Forever Settled, is God's Word is fathomless in its perfection. Look at in verse number 96. He says, I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. What is he saying here? Well, in essence, what the psalmist is saying here is everything that I thought was perfect is flawed and has limitations. Everything has an end. At some point, it will cease to be. You know, I think most of us think our parents, when we're younger, amen, they seem to be perfect, without limitation. But as we grow older, we see that's not the case. Amen. That they're not, that they're flawed, that they're just human beings. You know, be it anything, be it people, institutions, so forth and so on. Everything that we think is perfect is flawed, has a limitation. Everything has an end. And at some point, will cease to be. But the Word of God, he says here, but thy commandment has no limits. And praise the Lord for that. God's Word will never come to an end. It alone is perfect, amen. And though over the centuries, man has tried to perfect it, try to make it better, it can't be. We have God's inspired, infallible, indestructible Word, my friend, in that King James Bible. God was not only was able to inspire His Word, but praise the Lord, He preserved His inspired, perfect, infallible Word in that AV 1611 King James Bible. Amen for that. You know, there's no perfect car. It has an end. There's no perfect house. It has an end. In fact, Paul wrote the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 in verse 31. And he said, the fashion of this world. You know, the fashion of this world passeth away. You think of the fashions. Especially women's fashions. They come and go. Amen. The things of this world come and go. Amen. All the world that it can offer is but a bubble, a shadow. But the psalmist tells us God's commandments are so broad that any one of the Ten Commandments would cover all the population on earth a minimum of 50,000 times per minute. God's commandments are so broad that they touch the thoughts of men. Amen. Hatred equals murder, lust, adultery, covetousness, idolatry. It is so broad, my friend. The Word of God is so broad. It will meet every need in life. And that's the problem with us as Christians. We think it won't, but it will. You know, we have so much in this country. We have such an abundance. Amen. That we sometimes feel like, amen, that we're doing it ourselves. Or that we can meet every need that we have. That's why it's a difficult time to get people saved in this, in America today, because they have so much. Why do they need God? But you go to some foreign countries, and they're hungry for the Word of God, and they're thankful for the Word of God. And how they needs are met, amen, is through the Word of God. They go to the Word of God, the faithful Word of God, because that's the only where they can go for help is in that Word of God. It is so broad, as the psalmist said, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. It will meet every need in life. Thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for the living Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, the written Word, the Word of God, the King James Bible. My friend, besides salvation, that's probably one of the most precious gifts that God has given to mankind on this earth, is that Word of God. And as we conclude today, God's Word is settled in heaven. It is settled on earth. The question that I leave you with today, is it settled in you?